Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE since 1936 have provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Check them out online at MTE.com or that very useful My MTE app would be a good thing to download for iOS and Android. Well, time to catch up with Rent Carter, Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services, and you've been running around, like, what would my grandfather say, like a scalded dog?
Yeah, it's pretty much a scalded dog. Yes, sir, we've been busy as all get out. This county's not slowing down on growth at all either.
No, I don't think we're going to see that, do you?
I don't think so either, until they run out of dirt, you know.
Yeah, then they'll build up.
Well, then, yeah, then we'll get 2, 3, 7, 12-story buildings, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, and with that growth, of course, keeping up with emergency medical services, I mean, you're probably growing in staff too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're growing. We've got 18 trucks on the road, 24/7, 365 right now, plus six of the convalescent transport trucks. So,
and that is like to transport from like a hospital to rehab or
yeah,
something like
hospital
that?
Hospital to rehab, hospital to hospital, you know, dialysis, things like that.
Gotcha.
But, and they're, shoot, they're, them six trucks, they'd be very busy too.
Yeah.
But the 911 trucks are just, they're hammered daily. And when this rain and weather changes,
yeah,
you know, people's driving's not the best at sometimes, so.
Right. Well, I mean, so are what is a day? What does a day look like typically? I mean, a busy day. I mean, are you going from one call to the next to the next?
Well, with 18 trucks, we're averaging about 125 calls in a day, a 24-hour shift. So that's what, 1.5 calls, something like that, per truck per hour. So that's a lot of calls.
Let's see.
Yeah, so you got your calculator.
Yeah, you had 124 calls.
Not 124, 125. That's an average for a 24-hour shift.
And at 18 trucks.
At 18 trucks.
Well, that's 6.8. So maybe
so that's seven calls
per truck.
Yeah. So now, decrease some of those in Eagleville, Kittrell, Las Casas, knock them down to 4.
Okay.
And then that brings all the load. I mean, heck, I can tell you right here.
That brings all the load back into the city,
yeah,
I would think.
I just happened to bring a piece of paper, you know. In-town trucks, last month, one truck did 284 calls. The other one did 282 calls. I mean, heck, Eagleville did 42. You know, but just the in-town trucks, 255, 309, 273, 335. The busiest truck that's been winning the award for the busiest truck for months is the one right there on Fortress.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I guess I mean that's where a higher density population is.
But that's the truck in that area besides Smyrna and then the new Rockville station out there to public safety. So, you know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It is. Last month, we did 4,334 calls.
Jeez. So, if
for 1 month.
If you're on one of those trucks that does 280 a month or so, that's, I mean, you're going from one to the next to the next.
Pretty much. Yeah. They don't have too much of a downtime.
Is it a 24-hour shift?
It's a 24-hour shift still right now. So, they work 24 hours and they're off 72.
Yeah.
So, we've got four shifts. And, you know, average day, 13, 15 calls for in-town trucks.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
per in-town truck.
I mean, by the time you finish with one, you're going to the next.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, with all our trucks being GPS, it doesn't affect the county, the residents, because all our trucks are GPS. So if your phone call comes in your area, Siegel area, and that Siegel truck is out, you know, the next closest truck on GPS is going to get that call in your area. So our response times haven't gone up too much. They're still around 6.5 minutes by the time you call 911 to the time you have a truck there. So that's a good thing.
Sure.
We're not affecting any of that. And the hospitals, but I mean, as soon as you drop them off and get back in your truck, you're almost catching another call somewhere.
So somewhere in the truck, there's a button that says we're done and we're available. And then they're probably getting it right.
And it don't matter. If you're at Eagleville and you had to come to St. Thomas Rutherford, you know, to drop off a patient, and as soon as you hit that button in your truck, you're available. You might be in town for a while because you'll be that closest truck.
That was what I was going to ask you. So, you would think that, well, if you want a little lighter load, you get that Eagleville truck or whatnot. Yep. But if you get called into Murfreesboro,
once you
it's
get
on.
Called into the Vortex, you may be there a while.
Yeah.
You know,
how
Smyrna's getting busy. Laverne's getting busy. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. We need some more trucks up there. You know,
in the north end of town.
Yeah, we do. I mean, they're busy. Our response times are still the same up there, but they could use a little help.
Well, they're definitely growing in that direction too. What is it like to work a 24-hour shift like that? It has to be just exhausting.
It beats on you for a while, but it depends. If you get too much downtime and then get woke up, you know, say 3 o'clock in the morning, you've been asleep for maybe an hour and a half, it's going to wear on you a little bit more. But if you're consistently busy and you get a two and a half hour nap, hopefully,
you know,
if you can get that, then you can finish out.
Those overnight hours, is it maybe a little less?
It does if you're really busy during the day. You know, some trucks are busier at night. It just depends on the areas of Rutherford County.
Yeah.
You know, some are a little more busier than night and some are a little more busier during the day. So
it's very interesting.
It doesn't really matter. You're there. We're taking care of everybody in the county.
And, yeah.
You know.
Would it be easier just to stay up that 24 hours and push through?
If you could, yeah. I mean, when I was on trucks, we've all done it, you know, sleep in your boots in a recliner, you know, because you just never know when them tones are going to go off.
Yeah.
And who's the closest truck.
If the tones go off, that's you though, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, two of our stations have two trucks at them, the one at Salem and then where is the other one? The one over here by where the old hospital was.
Oh, yeah.
Burton Street. They have two trucks in there. So you might hear their tones go off, which if you're asleep, those aren't mine, but you woke up.
Right.
You know, anyway.
Doesn't help.
So I don't know if it's better or worse being in a station with two trucks. Then they alternate, but most of the time they're out together anyways.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Once they go out, I would think many times they don't get back to the station for a long time, too.
It takes a while sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you get caught in that Murfreesboro vortex,
That vortex. Yep. You don't know when you're going to go back. You don't know when. I mean, you could start your truck at 7 o'clock in the morning and start checking it off, and it may be 1 o'clock before you finish checking it off, you know. So, yeah, they're doing good.
Yeah.
You know, keeping that response time down and the care we're given. It's like you and I were talking, you know, our education has just boomed. Trey Cook stepped in and with Steve Hart, and we're teaching everything now. We are offering more advanced stuff. We've got the medical directors on board. Our patient care has just increased by education wise leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
You know, Brian Gage.
So, is this like with school groups and things like that? Or
no,
or
this is for
just
our
within.
Medics.
Oh, okay.
Just from within.
Awesome.
Just our medics, you know, being able, what's new, what's going out, what's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting them prepared, showing them new devices, showing them better, that's going to better help the patients, whether it's breathing, whether it's CPR, whether it's whatever, airways, things
like that.
I'm sure
technology helped. I mean, that changes so constantly.
It does. So, you know, I'm constantly looking I'm getting a list and have to look for different items on, you know, where we can get them because Brian's goal is we're not going to skimp at all on patient care. We're going to have our medics and our EMTs trained up to the highest level that we can get them, and we're going to have the equipment on the trucks to take care of Rutherford County.
How long has he been on the job now?
Three years, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's smoking it.
Yeah. I mean, going full throttle, it seems.
Yep, he is. I mean, I wouldn't want his job at all. Most of it's politics, but I mean, he's smoking it.
Yeah.
Everybody's liking him. Everybody loves working for him. You know, I mean, this people in Rutherford County is pretty lucky for what they have from an ambulance service. Right. I mean, you know.
Brent Carter is joining us, Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. I did have a question about when these trucks go out and they come back and they're doing all these routes. I mean, somewhere along the line, you've got to restock the truck, right?
We do. Most of our trucks can go a couple days.
Oh, okay.
We've got enough stock on it. If they get into some really bad calls, we've got two satellite supply rooms, one in town and one up in Smyrna, that if they had a bad call, they used a lot of equipment on there, they can just swing in there, restock, and then take them out of service, let them restock. If they run out of oxygen, you know, we can't do that.
Right.
So they can swap out their main O2s and things like that, and then back into service, and you're the closest truck then. Yeah. You know.
But somebody's got to stay on top of, we need to order this to make sure the trucks can stay stocked and all that.
They check our truck off every morning. Mm-hmm. And if they're low, they'll send it to their supervisors, and then we'll get it filled and get it to them so that they're restocked for that day of what they used, say, yesterday. You know, everything's back up to par on all the trucks. And then it's all of our jobs to make sure that them supply rooms have what they need. And
so all the supervisors, I mean, you've got to make sure that
everybody's on board.
Yeah.
That's one good thing is everybody's on board. There's three supervisors per shift. So, you know, they're constantly, if they need it and they can't get in, or, you know, they call them supervisors are 100%. They'll take it right to the station, right to the trucks. If they're sitting at the ER, hey, we're down. Now, oxygen, things like that, they can't really do that.
Sure.
Because we're not supposed to haul it. But if it's any other kind of supplies other than oxygen, they'll get it to them.
That's really interesting. Yeah. That it takes a lot of planning and knowing what protocols are in place to do this, and who's on call, who to call to make
who
sure
to
that
happens. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts that a lot of people don't see. I mean, you know as well as I do, most people don't even know what an ambulance does.
Well, that's true.
It's really, the ambulance really doesn't do nothing but drive up and down the road. It's the paramedics and the EMTs that take care of you.
Until you need it, right?
Yeah, until you need it.
Well, I live very close to the one at Siegel, and I hear it all the time, every night. I mean, two or three times a night. You've got their call volume there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, last month they did 282 calls, so I'm sure them sirens and blinking lights wake you up once in a while.
I mean, well, I kind of deadened the noise in my room a little bit there. But, yeah, I mean, they're constantly.
Busy.
I mean, you sit down watching TV at night, you hear it at least two times a night, if not more.
Oh, yeah.
So, staying very busy out there.
And they're one of the transport trucks, too. So if we got an emergency transfer that St. Thomas is, you know, going to ship to Nashville for the level one trauma, or, you know, some specialized stuff that St. Thomas Rutherford's not doing, they're one of the trucks that are taking them patients.
Is that because they're close to the Sportscom where they have the helipad too? I mean,
well, no.
Oh, okay.
It's mainly just out of the hospital.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, and they're not in an emergency where they're going to, you know, fly anybody. So it's coming out of the hospital. They, you know, they don't have the doctors on staff at X time at night, you know, and they'll ship them to Nashville so we'll run the emergency transfers.
There's got to be a lot of great communication between the hospital too and the ambulance service.
There's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
You know,
to
everything's run
going.
Pretty much through our dispatch now. And there is some transfers. They'll call the supervisors and ask their opinion on what they need. You know, if we've got trucks available to run to Nashville or not, and they'll make that call.
Yeah. Very interesting stuff. Well, thanks for coming in and giving us kind of an update on what's going on with EMS.
We're just growing.
Yeah. We'll keep growing. Stay easy. Keep it easy.
You keep calling 911, we'll keep showing up.
Well, that's true. That's true. Brent Carter joining us here this morning with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services. And a reminder, if you missed any part of the show, you can check the podcast. It will be up here in just a couple of moments at wgnsradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues. Have a good day.